Okay, so let's take a look for a moment in order to understand the halachas here.
Which daf?
At daf Vavam and Aleph.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you exactly where we're up to.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, if you have the wide lines, you count down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines down from the first of the wider lines, and it'll say in the middle of the line, Om Rav Yudom Arav, Hamafarish Vayotze B'Shayara. So the question here is, a person is leaving his house, and he's going on a caravan some far off place.
That's,
you know, he's
Shayara
going to visit Kruger Park, and it's Kodim Shloshim Yom. It's before Shushan Purim, so it's 30 days before Pesach. Now the question is, does he have to destroy his chametz?
Well, the inference is not coming back.
Well, that's what we're going to discuss. That's what this sugya is all about. So the statement of Rav is that Ein Zokuk Levayer, since he left 30 days before the Chag, he doesn't have to do Bir Chametz, which means he doesn't have to check for Chametz in order to destroy it. But Toch Shloshim Yom, if he leaves within 30 days after Shushan Purim, Zokuk Levayer, then he's Chayiv in Bdika and Bir.
How do you translate Zokuk?
Zokuk, he's responsible. Zakuk means he's responsible.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So now, Rashi says the following. And this is an important Rashi. Bishayora, Rashi said, Hamafarish min hayavoshal yam, Bishayora lemokom rochok, Kodim shloshim yom, if he leaves 30 days, before 30 days, Lepesel, Kama Mefarsh. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain. Can I get Sholim Behilchos HaPesach Kodem HaPesach Shloshim Yom? In other words, 30 days before Pesach, he already has to begin to ask questions, meaning halachic issues, about Pesach. Umeaz, and from that moment, Chalalov Lehizoyer B'tzorchei HaPesach. He has to be careful about the relevant issues for Pesach, meaning he's got to be aware of chametz, and therefore he's got to destroy his chametz. Once we hit that 30-day period,
you're kind of in Pesach mode.
You're in the Pesach mode, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to point out that in this Sefer, which I'll tell you about later, he says that the Chiyuv Bedika L'chor is chal on the night of Yudalit. And we had a full discussion about that in the previous Siman, that Yudalit is the time for a Chiyuv Bedika. And yet, it seems from this Gemara that any time within 30 days, you already have to do a Bedika. How do we reconcile these two halachas? That on the one hand, the Chiyuv Bedika depends upon on Yudalit, that's the moment of Bedika, and on the other hand, it depends upon 30 days.
What?
You understand my point? Now, as he's saying, because he's leaving his house 30 days, right, within this 30-day period, he has to do Bedika. Well, the Chiyuv Bedika only emerges on Yudalit. In fact, we had a whole discussion about a maskir and a soker here. The Mishnah Berurah says that if I rent my house to a renter, then if the renter gets the keys before Yudalit, then he's chayiv in bedikah. If I, the maskir, if I'm holding on to the keys when it comes Yudalit, then I'm chayiv in bedikah. But the chayiv bedikah depends upon that moment, the transition between Yud Gimel and Yudalit. Here, that's
still has ownership of it.
Right, we still have to figure out, when is the moment of chayiv bedikah? Is it 30 days before the holiday? Is it the night of Yudalit? When is
well,
the
maybe it's retroactive. It starts with from the Yudalit, and it says 30 days from that. Who was the owner, or who was in occupation?
Oh, you want to say it's from my friend?
A whole month beforehand. Although
time to say in the case of Soker,
I'm surprised
if his rental agreement starts on the night of Yudalit, but he was really kind of Vedika 30 days before.
No, but here we're not talking about transference of ownership or possession. We're talking about simply the person's gone away for 30 days.
Right, and is the chayim b'diko.
Assuming the assumption is he's coming back. So he's a long way away.
Well, that I told you is the Gemara. Let's read the next line of the Gemara. It says the following: Omar Abaye, Hodi Amrit Tok Shloshim Yom Zokuk Levayer. When does this halacha, this requirement of bedika within 30 days apply? That's Lomar and El. It only applies Shadaito Lachzar because he intends to return on Pesach. Aval Ein Daito Lachzar Ein Zokuk Levayer. This is the opinion of Abai that if he has no intention to come back for Pesach.
Isn't this Mefarsh in a Mishnah? It sounds so familiar.
No, not at all. Really? Not at all. In fact, the Gemara is going to reject that. The Gemara is going to reject Abai. We would never reject a Mishnah. Omale Rava. Rava says, if you're talking about a case where he intends to come back, and he doesn't know exactly whether he'll have an opportunity to achieve the Bedika before he comes back, because Afilu mi Rosh Hashanah Nami. Even if he leaves Rosh Hashanah, he has to make sure that he does Bedika because he's going to come back on Pesach and he's going to walk into a house and he hasn't done Bedika. In fact, it could very well be that he won't. He'll be in violation of Bali Rabbi Yimotz. I mean, that problem maybe he could solve with Bittul, but certainly the problem of Achiv Bedika Derabbanon, he won't be able to solve. So if you're leaving Rosh Hashanah time, then you have to do bdika. El amar Rava Hadi Amid Kodim Shloshim Yom Ein Zokel Levayer. When it says that you left before Shushan Purim, you don't need bdika and biur. Lo amar and El Shein Daito Lachzor. It only applies because he has no intention of returning. Avol Daito Lachzor. If he does have intention of returning, Afilu mi Rosh Hashanah Zokel Levayer. He's obligated to do biur even if he leaves Rosh Hashanah. So the chiddush of Shloshim Yom is in a case of Ein Daito Lachzor. So it's an amazing halacha according to Rava that if I leave after Shushan Purim and I have no intention of returning on Pesach itself, I still have to do Bedika. Now if you take a look, there's a little test right after Omar Rava over the word Ha, and that test, which of course is the Eid Mishpat, tells you where to look in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says to take a look in Siman Tuf Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph and Beis. So we're going to leave the Gemara open for a moment, and we're going to open up the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Berurah here. It says, "Hamafarish biabosha Tof Lamed Vav, Hamafarish biabosha liyam Oyotze b'shayara." So we'll see these two cases. One case is where he's going all the way to the sea, you know, from the dry land all the way to the seas, crossing the seas, as we would say. And the second case is Yotzim Shayar, maybe he's going on camels on land. The Eino Meniach Bebeso Misha Yivdok, he hasn't appointed any agent or any member of his household to implement the Bedik on his behalf. So what's the deal? Tok Shloshim Yom Zokuk Levayer. If it's within 30 days, he has to do a bedika, and he has to do a bedika that terminates in beer chametz. But kodim shloshim yom, and here we go on to the next page 15, is ein zokuk levayer. But the im daito lachzor kodim haPesach tzorich livdok v'achkach yetze. Just one second. Let's just see. Again, I'm taking this a little bit out of order, but let's look at the Mishnah Berurah number Zion. Oh, so he says the following: Daito lachsa kodem haPesach, v'kolshkenim daito lachsa b'toch haPesach, tzorech livdok. And we take a look at the Mishnah Berurah number Ches, v'afilu yotza mitchilas hashana. Oh, there it is. That's our Gemara of Rava. That in a case of Daito Lachzor, and it doesn't matter whether it's Daito Lachzor before Pesach, and how much more so if it's Daito Lachzor during Pesach, then
this is an intention to return.
Well, yeah, that's what he says, Daito Lachzor, he has the intention of returning. Again, I'm just pointing out that it doesn't matter, says the Mishnah Berurah, whether his intention is to return before Pesach, which might mean that, you know, He'll have an opportunity.
Just his
to
intention
do,
in any event,
right? And how much more so if his intention is to come back in Pesach itself, where at the beginning of Pesach he will not have done his bedika, is tzarich livdok. And here the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Afilu yotzei mitchilas hashana." In the case of Daito Lachzor, it doesn't matter when he's leaving the house. If he's leaving the house on a long trip, and he intends to be back on Pesach, whether before Pesach and then stay for Pesach or on Pesach itself, then he has to do a bedika, even be Rosh Hashanah. That's what he calls mitchilas hashanah. And this applies afilu bitel kvar, even if he were, he was mevatel his chametz. Mikomakom tzarech livdok, because the rabbanon say that you're not allowed to have chametz around, even though the Torah says we can rely on bittul. Shematachsa v'yimtza v'yochlenu, we're afraid he might eat the chametz, so therefore he has to do bedika. Imagine you're leaving Rosh Hashanah, where the last thing on your mind is bedika's chametz, but you have to realize that you're not intending to return until Erev Pesach or on Pesach itself. You know, chacham ein v'rosho, meaning a chacham has to anticipate the future. Now, if heaven forbid he doesn't do the bedika, then he comes back in the middle of Pesach and he's got chametz in his house, he might come to eat the chametz. That's called lo bedilim in einchu. We discussed this on many occasions, that chametz is something that you're used to the whole year round, and therefore you might come to eat it even on Pesach itself, which is of course a terrible affair of an isekaris. Now, Rashi elsewhere, not here in this sugya, says the following, that Misha rotza lotzeis b'shayora b'toch shloshim yom, mechuyev b'sreifa, he has to burn his chametz, because of Rabbi Yehuda Shitu holds aim b'yor chametz al sreifa, and therefore you have to burn your chametz. And Rashi's talking about a case where he left his house after Shushan Purim. So let's say it's the 16th of Adar, right, a full 29 days before Pesach, he's got to go out there and burn his chametz. And Rashi identifies this with Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who requires Sreifa. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu without Sreifa. Now the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the Torah itself says, is on the 15th, which Chazal say al pi kabbalah means the 14th. It says, Ach b'yom harishon Tashbisu. So now it comes out, the chiyuv Tashbisu
means destroy.
To destroy applies 29 days before Pesach. How could that be? The Torah itself says, Ach b'yom harishon Tashbisu.
No, but you're not coming back. Or you're coming back. Your intention is to come back. They don't want you to. Isn't this a derabona to stop someone from coming back in the last minute and ending up they've got like a whole house full of chametz? Right. Well, it's very simple.
Why does it have to be straight for them? In other words, why does he have to burn his chametz? You're afraid he might come to eat his chametz. Why not just
a regular bill? Just get rid of
it? Yeah, get rid of it. Take all your chametz, throw it into the river, or dump it into the tzardeh, you know, the right. Local dumpster.
Why dafka?
Sreifa. Rashi quotes the halacha of aim your chametz on sreifa, but that's a doraisa halacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Meaning, can I ask you, in that respect, according to that sfar, if you're getting rid of chametz, because you usually what happens is over the course of a few weeks before you start to throw things away. Technically speaking, that throwing away, there's no mitzvah. It's only when you burn it.
Well, again, if it's on the 14th of Erev Pesach, then you have two choices. You can either burn it or get rid of it. And right. Either way,
I realize on the last, very last, you have to burn it. Because now, you want to get rid of all
the choices. If we're asking you 29 days before the fact to get rid of it, that's not really a mitzvah of Tashbisu. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is clearly indicated by the Torah to be on the 14th. What we're doing is we're afraid that maybe you'll come back into your house and you'll eat the chametz. But why?
If he's got rid of it, he's got rid of it, no?
Yeah, so let him just get rid of it. Why does Rashi say he has to burn it? That's the strange thing. Rashi says, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, kidei l'kayim mitzvah Tashbisu, he's chayav l'sreifa. And the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the Torah says, zach b'yom harishon. So what are you going to tell me, that 30 days before the Chag he's chayv in the mitzvah of Tashbisu and therefore he needs Sreifa? Again, you could talk about a drabanan of, you know, he might come to eat it. Very strange. You know, it must be that somehow what you do 29 days before the Chag is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Yudalit. How does that work? In other words, because he won't be able to implement the chiyuv on Yudalit, he could already implement that chiyuv 29 days earlier. He wasn't chayav yet. If you want to say, make sure that there's no chametz in your house, that's one thing. But we're talking about
why sreifa?
Yeah, mitzvah sreifa, mitzvah tashpisa. You know, to say that.
And that is something simple. If you're saying that the mitzvah itself is only by Sreifa,
right?
Then he gave, if he gets rid of it, he may come back too late in which to burn it. In which case, isn't it better to do that mitzvah now? So now he's
that's what I'm wondering.
Sreifa.
That's what I'm thinking. So can I fulfill a mitzvah now when the mitzvah will be chal? Right, it will be obligatory later because I know I won't be able to fulfill it later. I mean, imagine. Again, I'm just giving you an extreme case. I won't have a sukkah to sit in on Sukkot. So before Sukkot, I can sit in a sukkah?
Does that make any sense? But it's not the same here, because that's a mitzvah asay. Here's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah asay to destroy it, true enough. But it's not like...
It's not a mitzvah asay, you're saying.
It's different to the mitzvah sitting in the.
So I'm going to bring a proof to what you're saying, because take a look at the Rambam back on page 14. The Rambam on page 14.
Wait a minute.
You see, v'lo yivarech. He says v'lo yivarech az al bir chametz. Now we have the following rules in brachos. We have a bracha for mitzvah aseh.
Mm-hmm.
We don't make a bracha for mitzvah lo aseh. Like, for example, if I check toloim, I don't make a bracha on that bedika because there's no mitzvah aseh to check for toloim. I need to check for toloim so that I don't violate the isra achilas toloim.
Right.
That's called himanus me'avera, to prevent me from violating an avera. You don't make a bracha on that. Now, how do we define bedikas chametz? Is it a positive mitzvah? Or is it just a himanus me'avera? And the barometer, the test case is going to be bracha. Will it, if right? So I'm asking you: Do we make a bracha on bedika, or do we not make a bracha on bedika? What's your answer to that question?
When, if it's
no, I'm asking you. You're going to tell me when. But I'm asking you. Let's say you didn't. I woke you up in the middle of the night. You don't know anything about siman tov la'midbar, and I'm going to ask you: do you make a bracha bedika? What's your answer?
If it's not on the
no. Don't give me details. You're too much of a scholar. I'm just saying. Tap somebody on the shoulder and ask him: do you make a bedika? Do you make a bracha? What's his answer? For sure we make a bracha.
Because it's a mitzvah asay.
Correct. And now you have a more complicated answer. What's your complicated answer? Will he make a bracha bedika? It depends.
It depends on the...
If he's doing the bedika when? On the night of Yudalit.
For sure.
Then he makes a bracha. But if he's doing it before Yudalit...
There's no mitzvah at this point, so he should...
It's only a los asay. It's like he doesn't want to live in the house when he comes back or whatever the case may be. With chametz, he might come to eat the chametz. Is there for the Ramah drops the bracha. But again, this doesn't...
The Mechaber doesn't, or he just didn't mention it.
I think the Ramah is claiming that this is obvious. There's no way you can make a bracha. It's before the Shas Chiyuv. You know, if you take a lulav before you chayiv in the lulav, you don't make a bracha on that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really chayiv in the mitzvah of bedikah. Again, you're chayiv in bedikah for another reason, because you got to get rid of the chametz, but not as a mitzvah saseh.
Uh-huh.
And therefore you omit the bracha. Now this doesn't help as much with Rashi, because Rashi says that you require sreifa. That's very difficult, because Rashi's saying sreifa... as a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, why dafka sreifa? I mean, there's no mitzvah tashbisu. You want to tell me that we're afraid that you might come back? How can you even kind of mitzvah tashbisu 30 days before the chag? That's very difficult. Now again, with regard to this Ramah, we have a basic machlokas that predates the Ramah. The Ramah gives you like the final word, lo yivarech al az al bir chametz. But the Ritva, who came many centuries before the Ramah, he says, sarech levarech toch shloshim yom. That you do make a bracha. And apparently this is a tremendous machlokas. The Ramah is saying that you're not allowed to make a bracha before you daled. And the Ramah, the Ritva says you do make a bracha. So in other words, what's the issue here? The Ramah holds that there's no chiyuv bedika now, 30 days before.
Therefore you don't make a bracha.
You don't make a bracha. And the Ritva held no, that in this case that he's leaving his house, they establish a chiyuv bedika as a mitzvah saseh with a bracha within the 30 days when he makes his bedika. So again, the Ramah is pushing for the fact that the Zman HaChiyuv and the Zman HaMitzvah is Yudalit. You may have technical reasons because of Shem Yovel Yochlo to get rid of your Chametz way before Yudalit, even as much as a month before Yudalit. But you don't make a bracha on such a bedika. That's not a mitzvah. But according to others, and that's where the Ritva comes in, there's a mitzvah saseh to destroy your Chametz within 30 days. And therefore you make a bracha. And add that to the Rashi who says that you have to do the bedika, the beer chametz has to be b'sreifa. Obviously there's a mitzvah.
According to them.
So I want to quote to you something here from this sefer called Hari Kedem. And he says the following. He says, Mipashtus hasugya mevuar dechiv bedika chalalov mishigil yilamid yom. That we make a mistake if we think that the Chiyuv Bedika is postponed until the 14th. It's really Chal Lamed Yom. Again, I don't know what to do with the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that you have to get rid of it on the 14th. We're going to have to somehow square with the Pasuk. He says, Lahachi, therefore, Afal Pishein Daito Lachzor. Oh, so let's take a case of Ein Daito Lachzor. Because again, if it was Daito Lachzor, he intends to come back, then even Rosh Hashanah, he has to do the Bedik. But we want to know, what's this separate time period of 30 days? What's unique in Halacha about the 30 days? And the answer is that within these 30 days, I have a Chiyuv Bedika, even though I have no intention of returning. Right? There's an independent Chiyuv Bedika, and the fact that it's Ein Daito Lachzor, it's not going to be Mafkia, it doesn't undermine and neutralize that obligation of Bedika. And all this is fine and dandy, except for, as I told you before, the sugya of maskir and socher, which we learned here in the Shulchan Aruch. Let me just show you, show it to you inside.
Well.
We don't lose our place, but let's see if we can find the maskir and socher. You know what, I'll show it to you first in the Gemara itself. Sometimes that's a little bit easier. And this is back on Daf Dali.
Ahmed
Aleph. And you'll see it's approximately 10 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Tnina Hamaskir Bais L'Chavero. So you'll see there clearly that everything depends upon who's holding on to the keys, the renter or the owner, at the point of Chal Yudalit, when Yudalit sets in. Let's see if we can find this in the Shulchan Aruch. In the next siman, Tof Lamed Zion. Yeah, Maskir Bayis L'Chaver, etc., etc. In the second line, he says, Iman Shemasal O'Mafteach Chal Yudalid Al Maskir Livdok. Why? The Maskir is holding on to the keys, but Im Mishemasal O'Mafteach Chal Yudalid, he already gave the keys over to the Socher before Yudalid Al Socher Livdok. The renter has to do the Bedika. This, by the way, is very relevant to people who go away from Pesach to hotels and the like. So I don't know exactly what.
Then they have to do a bedika before they go.
Well, not only that, but I want to know if they have to do bedika in their hotel room because they have a din of a socher. And if they enter into the hotel room on the 13th of Nisan, they're chayiv in bedika. So maybe they can make a decision not to bring any chametz in. And then the question is, what's the status of a hotel room? Is it a makom she'ein machnisim bo chametz, and therefore not chayv in bedika, unless I brought chametz in?
Who would have thought so, bearing in mind that it's cleaned?
Correct, since you pay a cleaner and there's a whole cleaning service, that would be enough. But in any event, this halach of socher maskir hinges on yudalit. And that seems to indicate that if the maskir leaves his house in order to rent it out on yudgivel, he gives the keys over to the renter before Leil Yudalid, then he's potter from Bedika. What happened to our sugya here, Yotze B'Shayara, where clearly the Chiyuv Bedika was established 30 days before the Chag? And we brought two proofs to that. One is Rashi requires Sreifa, according to Yehuda, and the Ritva requires a Bracha. It must be that there's some sort of Chiyuv. You can't say Asher Kitchon Mitzvos of Mitzivanu unless there's a Chiyuv.
Can we answer this apparent stira by saying that the Chiyuv starts from 30 days before but ends? The 14th is a relevant date because it's the last opportunity by which you can. Uh-huh. Although, be it, halakhically, you can do it. Yeah, because the 14th is still. It's still the night. It's still even by the day. It's still the same day, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. He says here that this whole discussion is relevant to a famous Mordechai. The Mordechai says that if you live in the house of a guy, a Jew lives in the house of a guy. Then, if the Jew leaves this house before Pesach, and the guy is going to bring in chametz during Pesach, then the Jew has to do bedika before he leaves the house. In the language of the Mordechai, mitzvah mutelis al Yisrael lasok ulivdok ulavir kishiyotzi min abayis. So far, it's a little bit difficult because this bias is not owned by a Jew, so why does he have to do bedika? I guess the answer is because the Jew lived in that house, and if he lived in the house, so the Israel lives in a different house in the city, or in another city, sheyivdok v'yavar shama is sulo boilu mivdak hacha. When he leaves this house, which is owned by a guy, the reason why he doesn't have to do bedika would be because he's living somewhere else in the city. Ah, but the Mordechai says that a mitzvah would tell us al Yisrael lasok v'livdok levar. But that's only, I'm sorry, that's only in the case of Yotzei B'Shayor. So if you Yotzei B'Shayor, that's where we establish that you have to do a bedika. Aval im nichnas Yisrael mimenu. Lebayis acher be'ir azos. If the Yisrael sets up a bayis somewhere else in the city, then he's not chayev in bir chametz. Why? Because the bias belongs to a guy. I mean, what sense does that make? If you're Yotze B'Shayara, then
you're leaving, this is before 30, or it doesn't matter.
If you're leaving B'Shayara, then you have a Chiyuv B'dika, again, with all the conditions, right? Let's say within
30. Whether or not it returns or not. Or his intention to return, he has to do bedika.
Well, that would be before 30 days, but within 30 days, even if he has no intention to return. But in any event, you see one thing, that there is a chiyuv bedika because you yotze, even though, despite the fact that you yotze mimenu, you're not in your house. Mm-hmm. And you still have a chiyuv bedika, but the Mordechai is talking about a case where you establish a different house. You simply move. You move from one house to the other.
But and hang on, are you still in ownership of the original house?
No, the original house was owned by a guy.
Oh, so now you've left.
Siris
is finished.
And you're living now in a different house. That's when the Mordechai says, you're not chayv in bedika.
On the new house?
No, the new house, he'll certainly be chayv in bedika if he brings chametz in. If it's a makom shemach nisbo chametz. But the Mordechai wants to be mechadish here. That on the first house he doesn't have to do bedika. That's not considered a yotze b'shayara who's chayav in bedika because he's establishing another bias somewhere in the vicinity in the city or in another city, and he'll do his bedika there. You know, assuming he gets there in time to bring in chametz, then he'll do his bedika there. He doesn't have to go back to his first house to do bedika. He's left that house on a permanent basis. Again, it's very difficult here because we just finished saying that a Yotze B'Shayara, If you leave your house and it's within 30 days, then you're chayav in bedinka. Now we're saying, well, I left this house. The house is owned by a guy. I established another house, wherever it is, and now I'm going to do a bedinka in that other house. So if I'm not chayav,
you mean in the original house?
I'm saying
before he leaves,
he's not chayav in bedinka in the original house before he leaves. He'll do his bedikah in the new house where he establishes his domicile.
But if he's leaving Lagamre, isn't it Yayosh anyway? It's just Lazif, it's Biyo. It's not, he's given up on anything there. He's only going to take what's chofid to him.
Well, when you say he's giving up on it, I mean, even the Yotze B'Shayara, let's say in the case of.
Well, Shayara is different, but the Shayara is.
It's not another house.
It's like a tree, he's traveling. Maybe he's coming back, or the inference is he's coming back, the Shayara. Isn't
right? Right, but we're saying that even if it's Ein Daito Lachzar, do you understand what's happening here?
I'm trying to.
In both cases, he's not going back to the house. The only difference is that in one case, he's not going back to the house because he's on a cruise. And that cruise will take him to South America.
But he'll be in South America. But is he going to leave? Excellent.
He's not being Oker Di Rosso. He's not removing or uprooting his domicile. He's still living in that house. He won't be there over Pesach.
Yeah, he's already last thing.
In the other case, he's actually moving from one place to the other. Mm-hmm. And he's establishing his domicile in a different place, and that's where he's going to do his bedikah. He doesn't have to be concerned with the first place, in the first apartment that he lived in. And we're not going to say that here we should apply the principle of Yotze B'Shayara. Yotze B'Shayara is only applicable because he's going back at some point, maybe not during Pesach, but at some point in his life he's going to return back home. And the Beit Yosef, we don't have the Beit Yosef here in the Shulchan Aruch, but if you open up the tour of the Beit Yosef, he says, Mashe chile bein nichnas lebayis acher levein lo nichnas lebayis acher nira dehu mishum diafagav deshloshim yom kodem pesach chalal of chovas bir ein chovas habir chalal of el le'inyin shuzokuk levayir av lo le'inyin shuzokuk levayir bayizet Hilkoch, kolshu nichnas bebayis acher, harehu mekayim ba mitzvas biur v'dayim. V'im eno nichnas lebayis acher, tzorach levayir bayis ze, kidei lotzes yidei chovas biur shechala olam. So let's try to understand the Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef is saying the following, that the din of shloshim yom that obligates him in biur is not a din that is chal on the bias. The bias requires bedika, but rather it's a din that the person has a chovas aguf of the mitzvah of biur. Therefore, if he's mefarish v'yotze b'shayara, and on the night of Yidalit he won't be able to mekayim his mitzvah bedika because he's on a cruise, then he's mechuyev in biur already from the time that he's leaving his house. But if he'll be mekayim his chovas aguf, in other words, he'll be bodek in a different place because he's reestablished his domicile in a different apartment, is therefore he'll be mekayim the mitzvah, the obligation of bedika and biur, and that's in that other house. And we don't care whether or not. Right, we don't care the fact that he won't be bodek this bias. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting.
Why would we care if he's left it lock, stock, and barrel?
Well, he has a chiv to destroy his chometz. Where is he going to be able to be mekayim that chiv? So the answer is
because it is his chometz anymore. If he's just walked out, and
Say midrabbanan is considered his chometz. Right, midrabbanan don't require midrabbanan require that you get rid of your chometz. But without getting into that issue for a moment, I'm sure it's relevant. But let's delay it if you don't mind.
No longer in his rishos. He's left, given up the keys. It's as if he's thrown it out. The difference is he's done a reverse throw now. He's walked out himself.
Well, again,
the chametz there.
The Beis Yosef says that he has to do a bedikah, but the only thing is, since he has a new house that he's living in, he's going to fulfill his chiyuv bedikah in that new house. Right. In the case of Yosef Shayara, he doesn't have another house. He's on the road, and he's left behind his house. There won't be any opportunity for him to be
Mekayim. So that's why he should do it before.
Correct. But in the case where he's leaving his house, so then you're talking about the mitzvah beer that's obligatory on my goof, so to speak. Well, that mitzvah beer I'll fulfill in the other house that I'm going to live in. But in the case of a first field of a shayara, here it's just a matter of not being able to do the bedikah on Leil Yudalad because he's out there on a cruise. He's not right. He's not going to be able to fulfill the bedikah anywhere on the face of the earth. He doesn't have the possibility of being Mekayim his Chovas Gavra, so to speak. So he says that this is the Beis Yosef. So let's again just very quickly summarize the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is saying that according to this Mordechai, there's a fundamental distinction between a Yosef Shayor and someone who's moving apartments. If he's a Yosef Shayor, he doesn't have the opportunity of fulfilling the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. Mm-hmm. He won't be in his house and he won't be in another house. And therefore, he's chayev to do the bedika before he leaves his house. That's in the case of a first Yotzev Shayor. But now the Mordechai has a new reality, a new scenario, in which he's not leaving his house at all. Well, what I mean to say, I'm sorry, that didn't make any sense. What I mean to say is that he's leaving his house in a way that he still allows himself to fulfill the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz because he's going into another house. Mm-hmm. So again, the din of Tok Shol Shem Yom is a din of your personal obligation on your body, so to speak, to implement a bedika. And if you're a Mashiach, if you're Yotze Mashayor, you don't have that opportunity to fulfill your mitzvah bedika.
Because you're away.
Because you'll be away and you don't intend to come back.
So we want to find a way of giving him that mitzvah. So
correct.
That's kind of like what it is rather than...
Correct. So in a case where he's moving diros, right, he's going into a new dira, mm-hmm. so then he'll fulfill his mitzvah bedika in that new dira. But in a case where he's just Yotze B'Shayara, he'll be out on a yacht, you know, some gigantic ocean liner, and he still doesn't have the opportunity to do bedika, and he's not coming back to his house until after Pesach. So now he's going to forfeit the mitzvah. Here, the Rabbanim made a special dispensation, special takana, that anyone who leaves his house is chayav in bedika. And then we're gonna qualify that. We're gonna say when he leaves his house, he's chayav in bedika because it's within 30 days, and within 30 days, he has some sort of chovas bedika, and he's not going to a place where he can fulfill that mitzvah bedika. He's on a ship, whatever the case may be. So before he leaves, he has to do bedika. Otherwise, he's never fulfilled his chovas bedika. But in the case of a person, the Mordechai's case of a person who is leaving this dira in order to establish another dira, then he could be mekayim the mitzvah of bir chametz in the second dira. He says, "Ach beemes havon ezu tmua miot, darei bevada chiyu bedika chiyu al agav toli bechovas abayis, umishi yeshlo asora batim mechuyu livdok es kol echad viechad, af shu yochel lotzei sidechovaso bebedika ubiur bi'a echad mehem, is loma yifka b'meno achiyu bedika bazeshu yikones lebayis acher." He's asking a gewaltige question. Mm-hmm. Let's say you own 10 houses. Mm-hmm. Are you going to tell me, well, I'm going to be bodik one of them, fulfill my chovas gavra, my mitzvah of bedika, and then I don't have to be bodik the other nine, the balance of them. Obviously, that's not so. He has to be bodik each one of the ten.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
So as far as fulfilling the mitzvah b'dinka, he could have fulfilled the mitzvah b'dinka with one of the ten batim.
So presumably if you're not living there, you'd have to have a shliach?
Correct. You'd have to point to shliach. In Cain, Lama Yifka Mimenu Achiv B'dika Bezeshu Yikonis Levayis Acher. If he was Chayim B'dika in the first house, now he establishes his living quarters in a different dira. Why is he exempt from B'dika on the first bias? After all, if you have 10 batim, you're Chayim B'dika in all 10.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you telling me? The Beis Yosef says, well, he fulfills his Chayim B'dika in the new house, you know, in that house where he moved into. Yeah, but each house is mechayiv unto itself. If I have 10 houses, I can't say, well, you know, I was bodik 9 out of 10, that's good enough. So there's one house.
Hold on. Unless there's a difference between bedikas chametz and bio chametz. Tashbiti chametz. Meaning you have a chayiv wherever you have to make sure wherever your property is, wherever it is, to get rid of it.
Right.
But.
And then encompasses all
the mitzvah of Bedichas Chametz is a mitzvah that's out there that he can perform anywhere, because it's in addition to Biur, and Sreifas Chametz is in addition to that.
But again, you admit that he has to be bodik all 10 houses, correct?
He would have to check,
right? Yeah, you can't say, well, I was bodik one house and therefore I fulfilled my mitzvah, right? Each house requires its own bedikah.
But what about the people
so
who
therefore,
go away?
Wait, let me just clarify the question, because maybe I didn't give you the question. The question is, how could the Beis Yosef make the following claim in explaining the Mordechai? He's claiming that there's no din that on the house there's a chiyuv bedikah. There's din that I have to do bedikah. And if I can fulfill my bedikah in another house, I don't have to fulfill my bedikah in this house. In Mefarish B'Yotzev Shayor is a different story, because then he becomes Mechuyim B'dika in a way that he cannot fulfill his Chiyuv B'dika. But in every other scenario, says the Beis Yosef, he'll fulfill his B'dika in another place, in another bias. And therefore he's exempt from the first bias. But I'll prove to you that's not so. I'll prove to you that you can't just say, well, I'll make a B'dika somewhere in some bias. All the batim that are mechayev me in B'dika, all of them require B'dika. So if I own 10 houses, I can't say, well, I did my B'dika in one. Why is this case of, let's say, the language of the Mordechai is Nichnas HaYisrael Labayis Acher, right? We'll use that language, right? Nichnas HaYisrael Labayis Acher. Says Beis Yosef, in that case, according to the Mordechai, you're not chayav in Bedika, because you have a Bayis Acher. Okay, so you have a Bayis Acher. So what? Why is this any different than the case of 10 batim? Why should we be mafkir the chiyuv from the original bias evacuated, whatever the word is, right? Because he has another bias. There's no stira here. You can be chayv and bedika in this bias, and that bias, and that bias. So he's going to establish his dira elsewhere, and that's where he's going to do his bedika. But that doesn't make sense. You can't just evacuate a house and say that the chiyuv bedika goes puff, you know, it evaporates into the thin air. So then gets the key line of it. He says, so what's going to remove that chiyuv bedika? Very difficult. Again, once he's chayv. I just want to see if he gives any sort of answer. Oh, he wants to say the following. Let's just see if we can get a sense of it. He says the following. And this may touch on what you said before. Im haya chametz nishar shel Yisrael. You know, it's in the case of a farish b'yotzev b'shayor, any chametz in that house still remains mine. No one else is taking over my chametz.
Right.
In that case, everyone agrees, even if he goes into another house, that's not mafkiah, that doesn't exempt him from the chiyuv bdikah on his first house. Because even though the mekayim mitzvah bdikah in his new house, but nevertheless, every bais that he owns generates a chiyuv bdikah. So it's like he has 10 batim, he has to do bdikah in all 10. Here also, he has a chovas bias. Again, he's yotze b'shayara, but he doesn't have, he has a chovas bias, which he hasn't fulfilled. Here, the case of the Mordechai is different. Why? Because who owns the house? Do you remember we discussed
it?
The guy. Aval the beisa shel akum, the kodesh bo akum, v'yizke b'chemtzo, right, we said that the guy owns the house, and if he owns the house, then let me just see the language. He says, "Yikanes bo ha'akum v'yizke b'chometz." What does that mean? Yizke b'chometz. Ah, in other words, he takes ownership over the house.
What? No. What,
and now it becomes
chometz. Left chometz of his own there. No.
What? As far as the guy is concerned, that's his.
No, the you. When it comes to about that, it doesn't make sense.
Do you follow what he's saying? He's saying that there's one element of a chovas haguf that you have to do a bedikah, that you can be kind of in one bias. But there's another chova that each bias needs bedikah. And the fact that you were mekayim the chovas haguf in one bias doesn't undermine the chiyuv bdikah on all the other.
But hang on, wait just 1 second. Here?
I'm going to just lose my trend. I'm sorry.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, but in the case where he's leaving the so he's now leaving the house and he's establishing another domicile. So what about the chiyuv? So he'll be mekayim his chovas haguf over there in the second house. But what about the chovas bias vis-a-vis his first bias? So Rav Soloveitchik wants the answer here in this Hari Kedem article that it's different because the owner of the first house was a guy, and what happens is that when the guy enters into the house, he is zocha in the chometz. He acquires ownership over that chometz, any chometz that was left behind. Im kein mitzad habayis ein chovas bedika klal. There's no chiyuv whatsoever as far as the bayis is concerned, because it's owned by a guy. What does it mean, owned by a guy? It means that the guy is zoche in your chametz. Now that's why I don't understand how important it is to add this condition that the guy is zoche in the Jew's chametz.
But if you left the chametz, it's as if you're at yesh to it, and you don't want it, you're not interested in it. And so any chametz that's there is going to belong.
Any chametz of value
to the original owner.
Now belongs to the guy. Now, once the chametz in the bias belongs to the guy, then that bias is not mechayev bedik at all. Right, the only chiyuv bedikah originally was because the Jew had his chametz in that bias. Right?
Which
was,
totally makes
he
sense.
He was subletting
it. It would make no sense whatsoever that he'd have a chiyuv to do bedikah when he's given up ownership and now.
Right, if he's given up, he's completely cut off from his original bias. And what are you going to tell me? But he brought chametz into that house.
But what about if
and therefore he's chayav in bedikah? The answer is, since he left on a permanent basis, and now the guy owns the house, the guy will be zoch in his chametz, and therefore the bias is mufka from any chiyuv bedikah. The whole chiyuv bedikah now is only a chovas haguf, and that he will accomplish and he will implement when after he establishes his domicile in a new apartment.
But I would make the bold statement that it seems you can apply the same logic to schilus where it's owned by a yid. And the difference is here, it will be the owner yid, he will take on responsibility of the bedikah, not the leaving yid. Would that make sense? Because even if it's a yid who's giving over, who's renting it to him, he's left now. Why should he still be here in bedikah?
Right. You know what, let's take a look for a moment on page 16. But fast forwarding a little to Sif Gimel, Yisrael Ayotze mi base Eino Yehudi. So again, the Jew was living in a home that was owned by a guy, but he left the house Toch Shloshim Yom. So you would say that now there's a chiyuv bdika tosh shloshim yom. Now he's nitlas by sacher beirzu aholich liracheres. Eino tzorech levayer bias base she'eino yehud. Again, if he was still living in that house, he would be chayiv in bdika. But now that he doesn't live there anymore, because he's established his bias elsewhere, therefore, he's not chayiv to go back to the first bias and be bodek it, because it's his own by a guy. Eino tzorech levayer bias she'eino. Shall Eino Yehud.
It's interesting what he's saying here after Shahari Yikai Mitzvahs.
Oh, excellent. This is the Vart.
Like
as far as the Chobas Aguf is concerned, Shahari Yikai Mitzvahs Bir Biyosu Bais Acher. So in this case, which in Mefarsh Yotsu Mishayora, since it's Tosh Loshim Yom, he would be Chayav in Biur, Chayav in Bdika, because he's not going to be there in order to, and he has no agent to fulfill the Mitzvah Bdika. That's because it's his house. And he has nowhere on the face of the earth where he'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah b'dika, unless he does it now before he leaves to the shayara. But in the case of someone who lives in a non-Jewish house and now he's packing his bags on a permanent basis, he's not going back to that house.
Doesn't matter, even if it's toch shloshim yom, it still would revert back.
Right. So now, why is it that he left the house? That action is mafkir the chiyuv from that house. Again, had he not left the house, he'd be chayiv in bedika, despite the ownership of the goy. So what changes now when he leaves the house?
Well,
so
let's he can do the bedika on the new house.
Oh, so you might say that the reason why he's not chayiv in the bedika on the first house is because he'll be makayim his mitzvah bedika on the second house.
Meaning the simple.
So Mishnah Berurah says that's not the way to read the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because just because you'll be makayim the mitzvah beer in another house, that doesn't mean ipso facto that you're parted from the bedika in the first house.
You if you don't live there anymore, why would you be chayiv? You have no shaychus to this place anymore. You don't own it. You have no schiras, you have no contract, you have absolutely no connection to this place whatsoever. Why would you be chiyuv to it? It makes no sense whatsoever. And seeing that it seems to be that the...
Because your chametz is there. In other words, let's say, for example, I'm a squatter. I see a deserted house and I decide to live in that house.
Mm-hmm.
I have no kinyonim, I have no schirus. You know, look it up in the iriyah. There's no record whatsoever of any ownership whatsoever, even rental agreement on this house. I don't pay arnona, garnish, batir. Would I have to do a bedika?
If you don't...
No, I'm saying, I'm a squatter in the house.
Yeah.
Are you listening? I don't have any ownership of the house, no rental agreement, no batir.
No, but you're...
I live there.
You've taken possession, albeit unlawfully, you're still in possession of
it. I would say possession so much
it's
a bias where you bring your chametz into.
Right.
Now, if you check out of that bias, that doesn't automatically remove your chiyuv bedika. You're going to tell me, well, I have another bias now and I'm going to do the chiyuv bedika there. That doesn't exempt you from the first bias.
No, but to me, it's leaving is the same as taking it and throwing it in the trash. It's still your chiyuv.
That's what I'm telling
there.
You. That if you leave your house, that doesn't immediately eliminate the chiyuv bedika.
No, but you're leaving for good. You're giving over the keys. You have no access to it whatsoever anymore.
So let's read the Mishnah Berurah and see. Maybe it'll be clearer after the Mishnah Berurah. We're looking at the Mishnah Berurah. Chaf Zayin. It's about 10 lines up. He says, "Ein ze ikar atam." He says, "Don't put the emphasis here on what the Mechaber says that he has a new house and he's going to be a kaim his mitzvah beer on the new house. That's not enough of a reason for him to be potter in bedika from the first house. The chimi mishiyesh lo kama batim.
Say what I'm saying,
right? Einu mechuyev lived al krak bais echad. Are you going to say, well, you know, he's mekayim his mitzvah beer in one bais? So why is it that in this case he's not chayiv to go back to his first house to do the bedika? Elo mishum dekevet she yotze mi beis ha'akum." Shelo almanas lachzor mistama mafkir hu lechemtzo anisar sham. Well, this is wild. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that we can assume he made all his chametz hefker. Now, I'm not sure if making your chametz hefker is enough to remove a chiyuv bedika, but he says the following. He says, "Vareu kimashlich oso berachov v'su eina chametz shelo v'eino over olav v'bayira." Oh, so he's saying that the chametz is not his because he's mafkin the chametz. Again, the Hari Kenem said it a little differently. He says the guy owns the house and he was zoch in the chametz. But in any event, you don't have ownership over the house. You have no ownership of the chametz, and therefore you don't have to do bedikah.
Despite leaving, it's
but wait a second. The Mechaber says that it's not enough to just pack out of the house. You have to find yourself another house. And he says the following: Elo mikol makom. Nevertheless, im lo ayin nichnas levayis acher kodem haPesach. If he didn't enter into another house before Pesach kigon, shumefarish layom oyotzu l'shayora. He's out there on a cruise. Is das hayesh mishia omer? The kevon shutok shloshim yom mitzvah olav l'kayim mitzvus bedika kodem sheyetsa me'abayis bi'od shachomit shelo kevon shtok. He says the following: in the case of Yotzei B'Shayara, before he leaves the house, he's chayav in bedika. So here also, when a person lives in a house, albeit the house belongs to a guy, before he leaves the house, he should be chayav in bedika. The answer is no, because in the case of Yotzei B'Shayara, when he leaves his house, lo yikayim mitzvah zu b'makom acher, he has no other place that he can call his home for fulfillment of the obligation of mitzvah bir. Masha'en ken kan sheikones lebayis acher v'yikayim shom. So it works like this: when you pack out of your house, is it enough to say, well, I'm mafkir my chametz? The answer is yes and no. It really depends. If I'm packing out of this house and I have the opportunity to fulfill my mitzvah b'dika elsewhere, then the fact that I am mafkir my chametz, I'm sorry, let me start with the easier case. I think I skipped a step. Let's start with the case of Mefarish V'Yotzei B'Shayara. In that case, the moment I leave my house, even before I was mafkir my chametz, I'm chayav in bedika. Why? Because where else am I going to do my bedika? On the cruise, I can't fulfill my chayav bedika. But what happens if I'm a mafarish v'yotzei b'shayar in such a way that I will fulfill my chiyuv b'dika? So what I leave behind, I'm being mafkir, and I'm not interested, I have no intention of coming back to this house. So you'll ask me, well, what are you going to do with the chiyuv b'dika and the mitzvah beer? The answer is, I'm going to be kind of that mitzvah beer in a different house. So whereas in Meshire, in the case of Yotzei B'Shayar, I'm going to impose upon him a chiyuv bedika before he leaves.
Why?
Because what? Because it's not enough to say that he was mafkir his chametz. The fact that he was mafkir his chametz would only be meaningful if a second condition would be fulfilled, namely that he'll be somewhere with a bias, and now we can establish a new chiyuv bedika.
In a sense, he's with a new bias.
No, but he's just traveling. He's riding on a horse.
Yeah, but if it's
he's riding on a camel. He doesn't have a bias.
A shayora, as opposed to if he's on a boat, he would have.
Boat, I don't know. Maybe a boat. You have to know what the status of a boat is. Rashi says, for example, in Ner Chanuk, you're not chayav in Ner Chanuk on a boat because it's not a bias. Something that moves is not called a bias. So whether it's an animal or it's a propelled ship on the sea, that's not a bias. Oh, so now we're talking about a case of someone who wants to leave his house. He wants to say, "Oh, my chametz is hefker," and therefore remove his chiyuv bedika. No, at this point, before you check out of the house,
you're here.
You have a chiyuv, and being mafkir your chametz is not going to do anything unless you can be mekayim the mitzvah beer elsewhere. And that's where he says that if you move to another house, that's a different story. So let's just, if you don't mind, I just want to read the text again, just to make sure I'm reading this right.
You're in this Mishnah Berurah.
Mishnah Berurah number Chav Zayin. because I realized, you know, I made a little sign to myself that I didn't get to the, when I gave the shir back in Tov Lamed Zayin, I didn't get to this Se'if. So I'm sorry that I moved backwards, but I need this Mishnah Berurah very desperately. And the Mishnah Berurah says the following, that again, once he leaves his house and he has no intention of returning, he's being mafkir his chametz.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So you might say, well, okay, he's being mafkir his chametz, but the problem is he has a mitzvah biur. How is he going to be mekayim the mitzvah biur? El mikol komim lo ayon nichnas lebayis acher kodem haPesach. If a situation would arise in which he's not entering into another bayis, then it would be similar to the case of Mefarish V'yotze B'Shayora,
like he's traveling,
and since we're within 30 days
he would have to do it before he leaves,
right? So this 30 day period sets up a Chovos HaGuf which he has to fulfill. So as far as the original bias is concerned, will we say, you know what, he was mafkirid, he has no intention of coming back, therefore there's no Chiyuv B'dika? No, that far we're not going to go, because we're going to say that just like in Yotze B'Shayor, before you check out of the house, you have a Chiyuv B'dika. But the difference is that here, he has another bias. And he says the following, came unto who tov shloshim yom mitzvah lov l'kayim mitzvah's beer, he becomes mechuyiv as a gavra when he leaves his house. Again, before he even makes it chafker, the moment before he leaves his house, he's chayav in bedika. Where is that chovas haguf going to materialize? Where is he going to realize that chiyuv? And the answer is, you might say that he has to do a bedika before he leaves the house. Nein, he doesn't have to do a bedika before he leaves the house. Why? Because he'll be mekayim his mitzvah b'makom acher in the second house. Mashen ken kan. Here in the case of Yotze B'Shayora. Which is 1 second. Oh, so you're going to tell me that before he leaves his house on a permanent basis, he's chayv and bedika before he's mafkir his chametz, right? At that point, so how can he shake off his chayv bedika, right? In the case of Yotze B'Shayora, we cannot allow him to say, well, I'm evacuating my house if I'm not chayv and bedika. Well, the answer is because in the case of Yotze B'Shayora, he has the opportunity to fulfill his mitzvah b'dika. I'm sorry. In the case of Yotze B'Shayora, he does not have the opportunity to fulfill his mitzvah b'dika. So therefore, we're going to clamp him, you know, slap him with a chiyuv b'dika before he leaves the house. Mashen ken kan, but here in Sif Tuf, in Sif Gimel, in Tuf Lamed Vav, where he is leaving his house on a permanent basis, but at the same time he is establishing another bayis, so that's where he's going to be. So Enochinami, you might say that the moment he leaves his house within 30 days he's chayav in bedika on that house, but the answer is here he's not going to be chayav in bedika because we're going to allow him to fulfill the mitzvah bedika in another house. And vis-a-vis this house, we're going to say, well, he left this house on a permanent basis. He was mafkir all his chometz, and therefore, vis-a-vis this house, he has no chiyuv. What about his chometz gavra, which he picked up the moment that he was ready to leave his house within 30 days? So within that 30-day period, what emerges is a chiyuv gavra, and the answer is going to be, nay. That chiyuv gavra, he will fulfill in his second bayis. Mashen ken yotze b'shayora, he already has the chiyuv gavra, the moment that he's about to leave his house within 30 days. So that 30 day period is enough, is powerful enough to generate a chovas haguf, and now he has no opportunity to be mekayim the chovas haguf. Why? Because he doesn't find himself another bias. He's on a camel. If he's on a camel, he can't be bodek the camel.
But this is tov shloshim yom.
Only Tov Shloshim.
So if it's before Shloshim Yom, right, and he's on the journey, so this, he has no chiyuv.
Right. So this requires a lot more research, but at least we touched the surface.